Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni hao.
Ni.
In India, Namaste.
Na.
In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Monday morning mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are here on the Female Solution, here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress relief session. And today is Monday, August 16th. Can you believe it? We're in August already. It's month of romance is what it is touted as. And happy Earth Day, birthday, born day if you're celebrating a birthday. Lots of birthdays this month, especially with my Big Wish Club. August is always the month with the most birthdays. You know, Leo's really rock, what can I say? Belated happy birthday to Annie Penn Robinson, who made her transition some years ago, always giving thanks to the ancestors who came before us to make our way possible. August 15th was her birthday. August 10th was Juneson Guy, my little nephew. And also Andre yesterday, my best girlfriend of 60-plus years, her son, Dre, we call him. He's celebrating birthday. So happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating your birthday. And we always like to keep in prayer those who are under the weather, sick, shut in, the incarcerated, the non-believers, and our frontline workers. We always give thanks and prayer for those who are on the front line and making our way possible. If you're listening online and like to join the conversation after the 7:30 hour, you can call in at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And we're also on social media on our YouTube channel. When you go to YouTube and you see that logo, HLN, you know you're at the right place. HLN TV show. And you can also go to our Instagram page, which is on. I didn't tell you about the Instagram page. Yes, I did, but I will tell you again. It's our homeless project that we're working on. So when you make donations to the Higher Learning Network, nonprofit organization, which is always on the lookout for resources and people who want to help the homeless community, because there are homeless communities all over the city of Chicago. I had no idea of the few ones that I've been to. It's like a dozen of them. So we're always on the lookout for generators, blankets. Because, you know, it's not going to be hot in Chicago forever. It's going to be cool. They may need heaters. They need generators. They need blankets. They need coats. And, well, that's not my responsibility. Yes, it is your responsibility. You've got already got too much in your closet. So get ready, put it in a box, and get ready to put it out there. Find a homeless shelter somewhere and share it with someone, because too much to what is given, you are expected to share. That's just the way I was raised. So clean out your closet, because you know you don't wear half the things you got in it. And especially sweaters, they need to keep warm. Anyway, if you would like to donate, you can always go to our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, and you'll see what's there. You can donate and can get something for your money besides just giving it away. But just remember to give it away for a good cause, because karma, you want good karma. We want to keep that good karma. And be sure and sign up for the new women's website, pixely.com. It's a new social media website called by the Women's Media Group, and it's called Pixely, P-I-X-E-O-L-Y. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, HLN, and YouTube, Higher Learning Network, Higher Learning TV show. And for those who know my story, know that I was diagnosed with diabetes some years ago, and my guest, Linda Barker, who's coming on, she can tell you a little bit about that, too. But in the meantime, in between time, go to diabeticdonut.com. If you are a diabetic, a borderline diabetic, I was borderline for 10 years, so you wake up one day and you are a diabetic. So go to diabeticdonut.com and download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And I'm drinking the drink every morning that I made. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. Oh, the baby is gorgeous. What can I tell you? It will rid you of the disease. And if your grocery bills are just a little bit too high, you need to go to Zelda. Robinson.TowerGarden.com. That's Zelda Robinson.TowerGarden.com. And if you have pain and inflammation and arthritis and all that good stuff, then go to Zelda.Now.Site, S-I-T-E, and I'll post that information a little bit later. But right about now, it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Not meditation, but your word of the day, taken from Inspirational Conversations with Shalomit Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks. And I'm reading today, unbelievable, from August 16th. You know, I go wherever the Spirit sends me. So today I'm reading from August 16th. And it says, you will have many ideas in life. There are a dime a dozen. What counts is how you act on each one. It only takes one idea to send you sailing in the direction you so desire. But you can't be half-hearted about it. Can't work on it today and expect wealth from it tomorrow. That's just not how it works. Chances are you will fall many, many times before you ever see the light, anything even resembling the light. As gospel singer Donnie McClurkin says, we fall down, get up. What's important is that we do get back up. Thomas Edison's experiments failed thousands of times, but we remember him for his success. So the question is, what will we remember you for? Inspirational Conversations with Salome Future. Available at velvetseats.com. Tax deductible. Comes with a big squeeze head. And a signature. How was your weekend? Was it long enough? Probably not. There are many things that will keep you from yourself. And you have to know that. But that's okay. We're used to it. Excuse me. How did I forget that? Traffic and Weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTech.com. If you want to go to Jamaica, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, wherever you want to go, you can use barter dollars instead. You don't have to use your own money. You can use barter dollars. And so you go to iTech.com, I-T-E-X, use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A. Thank you, Rich McGee, always giving thanks to the ancestors. And they will give you $100 to go shopping. Just because you mentioned the promo code, my name, Zell, duh. Okay, so be sure and do that. And that way, whatever it is that you need, personal or professional supplies, or business, anything you can buy from the store, Costco, Sam's, and it goes to anywhere. Well, not groceries. I meant to talk groceries. Oh, but they do have restaurants. Oh, boy, I forgot about the restaurant. Yes, honey, I love the restaurant. So just go there, sign up, and just use that promo code. You get $100 to go shopping right away. As we take a look at Metro and CTA, no delays reported, but the expressway. It's Monday morning madness. What do you expect? And especially since the Obama Congressional Library construction begins today around the surrounding areas around Washington Park, is going to be a madhouse. It was a madhouse this whole weekend. There were 72, count them, 72 events going on in the city of Chicago, and it was just chaos everywhere you went. Everywhere there was traffic, so just, you know, enjoy it because it's just a lot of people. Slow down and enjoy it. Anyway, as we take a look at Kennedy out inbound from O'Hare to downtown, it is 26 minutes on the outbound. On the Eaton's, it's 28 minutes inbound and 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's 1 hour outbound and 30 minutes inbound. On the Stevenson, it's 27 and 21. On Van Ryn inbound, lanes are closed down to an accident. It is a hot mess, so expect delays if you're driving in on the Dan Ryan road. It might take you an hour or so to get in. And 21 minutes on the outbound. On the Bishop Ford, it's 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly. It is 7:15. You know what that means? It's time to sit up straight in your chair because it is time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So we sit up with our feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap. Just let it go. Let it all hang out. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to breathe in. Inhale to the count of five. Hold it. And inhale through your nose. And I like to exhale through my nose. Some people prefer to exhale through their mouth, but I prefer my nose. But you do what's best for you, okay? So inhale through the nose. Inhale to the count of five. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Are you with me? Let's do that again. Inhale deeply to the count of five. Hold it. Hold it. And exhale. Feel a release of tension all over your body. Oh, does that feel good? Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And why do we hold our breath still? Because one day you might have to, and you need to know how to do that. So continue to inhale and exhale on your own. Doesn't matter if we're together or not. What's important is that you're breathing and giving thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is unable to breathe on their own. And look at you, breathing all on your own as you inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. As we are feeling the breath, the energy of the body moving in and out of the body, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Inhale. Because someone somewhere has a trachea in their throat or asthma, an inhaler, a COPD, a variety of respiratory illnesses. And look at you, breathing all on your own, needing no help. Mm. That deserves it. Inhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time as you inhale, with your eyes closed, you should not be looking at me. You should be looking at the inside of your eyelids. So as we inhale deeply, bringing that breath to the top of the head, giving thanks for the power of the breath as we exhale, bringing the breath down through the face, chin, and as we exhale, bringing more love, light, and energy throughout the body as we exhale, releasing the tension from the face down to the shoulders as we move those shoulders. Oh, yes. Take a long, deep stretch as you continue to inhale and exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we inhale deeply. And once more, inhale deeply, taking these two fingers and the thumb and pinching the back of the neck and squeezing that vagus nerve in the back of it. Just squeezing, releasing all the tension, letting go as you are sending love and light and energy to your autoimmune system, to your gut, to the digestive system. You are stimulating each and everything in your body because the vagus nerve runs up and down the back of the spine. So as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, take your hands and massage the back of the neck, letting the neck know, letting the shoulders know that it's time to relax and let go as you breathe in. Giving thanks for the energy as it continues to move up and down your spine from the tip of your neck to the back bone to that last fifth vertebrae in the back of your spine as you breathe in. Hold it. And as you breathe out, sending that energy on down through the shoulders and the hips and the back and the buttocks and the thighs as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love and light and energy down through the knees as we rub those knees, giving thanks for those knees, for that mobility, because we are not mobile without the legs. We are immobile, so we rub those knees and those thighs and give thanks for them, because someone can't get up on their own. And look at you, moving all by yourself. Praise God, through all blessings flow. As we breathe in, sending more love and light and energy down through the legs. Rub those legs, ankles, arches, and the top and the bottom of the feet as we breathe in. Sending more love and light and energy down through the toes. Wiggle those toes and inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the toes and the feet and the ankles. And the legs and the knees, as I continue to rub my knees. I love my knees. Tell your body parts, I love them, I love them. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love these big old juicy thighs and this big old fat booty that I used to get teased for all the time. And now everybody loves it and going to get silicone injections. Yeah, I'm loving it right where I am. As we breathe in. Giving thanks for all the body parts that we judge ourselves by, because somebody has a smaller butt or a bigger butt. be satisfied with the butt that God gave you, because that's the one that you need to be working with. As we breathe in, hallelujah, as we breathe out, thanks that we are in a position to give thanks for body parts. Those body parts are being sold all over the world, and they don't have ours. What a blessing. Somebody said, hallelujah, as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. We continue to breathe in and breathe out, sending love and life and energy back up through the spine and the back and the shoulders. And as we stretch one more time, giving thanks for the power of the breath as it comes back up through the solar plexus. We breathe in, sending love and light and energy through the shoulders and the arms and the elbows and the wrists. And the fingers, wiggle them all and give thanks. As we breathe in, sending the energy back up through the shoulders and the neck and the forehead and the face as we give thanks. As we take one long, last, deep inhale, deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, tilt your head forward, chin to chest. Slowly rotate that head to the left. That's why you're sitting up straight, so you don't get a crook in your back. And slow down. Slowly bringing that head back around to the back and around to the right. And slowly bringing it around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And exhale, bringing the head back down, face forward, and slowly rotating the head to the right. Slowly just again to the back. And slowly feeling the head, bringing the head around to the left and back around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to your left as far as you possibly can. Oh, yes, feel that stretch in the right side of the neck. Just hold it there for a second. Yeah. As we inhale deeply, bringing the head back center. And as we exhale, turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Ah, yes. And bringing the head back forward. Inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath and the love and the light and the healing energy that we send each and every part, organ, tendon, ligament, fiber, muscle, and cell, the trillions of cells that work in our body on our behalf, and we don't even have to think about it until we breathe in. Sending love and light and energy to each and every part of our body. And as we breathe out, breathe in once more. Repeating two of the most powerful words on the planet, I am. Breathe in. I am happy, ladies and gentlemen, through the power of the breath. Do you wonder why there's a smile on your face for no apparent reason? Because you have just told every inch of your being that you are happy, whole, and complete. You thought it first, and then you spoke it into existence. I am happy. I am. I am healthy. Say it out loud. I am whole and complete, just as I am. I don't need surgery. I don't need microsurgery. I don't need any kind of surgery. I need to be grateful, and I am grateful for the body that I have been given. I am grateful for each and every part of my body, and that's just the way it is, whether you like it or not. And I love you, whether you like it or not, because there ain't nothing you can do about it. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out, giving thanks for the power of the brain, the heart, the liver, the lungs, and all of the organs of the body we don't even think about. So, assimilation system. When we eat food, the digestion assimilation, when it moves throughout the body, giving us nutrition. And most importantly, the elimination system. Because, you know, some of y'all are constipated. Better get you some milk later. We give thanks for all the systems that are working. And we give thanks for a big, healthy bowel movement. Yes, and it can be big and thick and long like a banana. Is that why you're talking about bowel movement? Because you need to know so you don't be constipated and die as we breathe in. And as we breathe out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for breathing with me today. And this is something that you can do all on your own. So when people get all up in your face and they don't even know the color of your Kool-Aid, let alone the flavor, you just simply inhale deeply. They're going to look at you like crazy. Breathe in through the nose. Take a long, deep breath. And when you breathe out, don't breathe through your nose. Breathe through your mouth. If you got a little garlic, a little spank on your breath, I promise you did bad girl. You take that to the bank. It works every time. But just remember to breathe in and breathe out. Thank you for breathing with me this morning. Fred Haley, a member of the Higher Learning Network editing team, says, good morning, Sisters of the Hood. And Sisters of the Hood will be joining us very shortly. Grand Robinson style. That's Vieta Robinson, who is our Friday health and well-being host. And also last night, Soul Purpose Healing on the Female Solution. So if you have not seen the shows, they're available 24/7. All you have to do is go back and see them and listen to them. You will learn so much. This is like a university here on the Female Solution, because every time I turn in, you know, I'm the host of this show, but what I love about the Female Solution is that I always learn, and the people on this show are always learning, and it is 7:29, and we're going to learn, you're going to learn a few things right now, so you stay close, and we'll be back with CEO and founder of Sisters of the Hood and the Barker, so stay close, you'll be glad to do it.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on the Female Solution Grand Rising. My sister of the microphone, Jody Susan, you just heard the promo for. She'll be joining us tomorrow morning on the Female Solution with Stealth Sales here. So be sure and tune in. And on Wednesday, it's Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. Thursday, it's the Sisters Roundtable on Friday. Oh, I'm sorry, Thursday is, Debbie. Dr. Debbie is on. You ever heard of a death doula? Be sure and check out Dr. Debbie on Thursdays, a new addition to the Female Solution Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us. And on Friday, health and well-being with Beata. And Saturdays, we have rotating guests. The first Saturday is Nonviolent Communication with Jana, our London, England correspondent. And on the second Saturday and the third Saturday is Travel with Deborah. I'm sorry, second Saturday, Love, Joy, and Power. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And the fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. You have not heard the show until you heard the shows on Saturday. So you've got to remember, because the Saturday shows are from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Sunday, it's Soul Focus Healing with Beata. And so you be sure and tune in to the archives. You can hear any of the shows. But right now, we're going to bring you somebody live and in living color right here on the Female Solution. And look at that Grand Rising sister. My sister of the microphone, that would be Linda Barker, sisters of the hood. You better recognize, hey, my sister.
Hey, what's going on, queen?
Girl, I am so glad to see you. You are the hardest woman to catch up with, but I got you here on the Female Solution.
Hey, it wasn't too hard. All you had to do was holler.
Well, pick up the phone, but you know, I can holler all day long, but until I get you on the phone and sit you down, you know, them knees ain't stopping you. You ain't fooling nobody, girl. Ladies and gentlemen.
How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you so very much for joining us here on the Female Solution. In case you have not heard, in case you have not heard of Sisters of the Hood, you have now. Because Linda Barker is the lady who's making it happen. And when I first heard that name, I was like, Sisters of the Hood. What does that mean? So tell us a little bit about yourself, Linda. I know, but the audience doesn't know. So tell us a little bit about
all right.
Sisters of the Hood.
They better brace themselves.
Okay, now.
Just what we say, a sister of the hood.
Okay.
We provide a home to our underserved population, and that means we get in when we fit in to make it do what it needs to help you. That's it. That's all.
All right, now, get
it. We've been at Christmas since 2003.
And this is 2021. And I met you at the West Side Ministers Coalition. Isn't that where we met?
That's it.
Yes. The West Side Ministers Coalition is a monthly networking meeting, and it used to be in Columbus Park until the pandemic hit us So everything is virtual now. So it's still every first Thursday of the month. We just had one this month, and it's every first Thursday. You can always join in by sending an email to, what is it, westcoalition@gmail.com. I think that's what it is. But if you email me, I'll send you the information. But anyway, that's where we met. Jody Toussaint, our Tuesday host, says, I love the energy between the two of you. Yes, just like you, Jody.
All right.
Linda and I have been knowing each other for some years, but and she's always just been a trailblazer in the community, just taking care of us. I love it. I love it. Where'd you learn that compassionate to be so gifted?
Well, I guess you know how to cut your family members, do you? You talk to love in spite of.
That's right.
You talk, I could never get that turn the other cheek, though.
Okay.
You got that bottle.
No.
Because you're going to hit me once, and I'm going to turn around and say, hit me again.
Oh, no.
But I'm asking the Lord to help me with that.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Yep. We're still working on that.
And, you know, sometimes it takes a little time for us to do the things that we need to do, and especially as it relates to the community and being a leader. Because I am not telling nobody to follow me and you know, slap me in my face. I'm sorry. That's just
okay. Look, I'm not a leader. I'm a joint. We can lock arms together
and we can
make
it happen. Oh, I love but that. But if you wait on me to lead you, baby, you're going to be lost. Because God gives us all with a talent.
Okay.
He has all the talent. Amen. Because you have to use to be resourceful with it. And that's one of the things that I love about you is that you are so resourceful. And you share those resources. You don't just keep it to yourself, because, you know, nine times, I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to put that out there. People used to be real stingy with their information, but you are not one of those people.
Never have been. How can we make it if we do? Nothing can come in there.
Open up.
We got to be like this.
Got to open up.
Open up.
Open
Let
up.
It in. Let it flow. It's not yours anyway.
Okay, it came through you.
That's it. You just a funnel, a resource to get it out.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that, because we have a tendency sometimes, some of us, not all of us, is to keep it to ourselves. And that's what I love about the Female Solution. I learn so much on this show. We have weekly calls, Sunday morning before, you know, the week. Jody Toussaint, who is the Tuesday host of Self-Sale Care, is just a wealth of information. She gives us information. Insight things that we need to be doing to grow the brand, and that is phenomenal. So we appreciate all of those who are working with us. Jody says, truth, I think that leading and partnering are distinct. I love your mindset. Okay, Miss Jody. Okay, another little mindset. Okay, leading and partnering. Okay, yeah.
Not just what I just said.
Yes,
you don't
ma'am.
Have to lead. You're positive.
Yes, yes. And
because you know what? People don't understand what that word team means. You know, Rev Flowers could have made it plain.
Rev Flowers, giving thanks to the ancestors, we would not even be having this conversation if it was not for him.
Rowing, I told him one time, I said, Rev Flowers, I want to change it a little. You say together everyone achieves more. I say together everyone can accomplish more.
Okay.
To achieve it is one thing, but to accomplishment, I think it's a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like I accomplished this, but I wasn't by myself.
Right. Hey, look, help along the way.
I got my team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm ghetto. I'm West Side.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I can say that because I've lived on the West Side. I've lived on the South Side. I've lived on the North Side. I've lived everywhere in the city of Chicago and then some. So I'm sorry. I stayed on the West Side longer. So.
You got that West Side.
I got that West Side blood. What can I say? I got it.
and I love it, and I'm loving being here with my sister. What has been one of the greatest challenges of bringing information to the community, especially as it relates to seniors, because we are the forgotten ones in this society?
That's what the problem is. We're forgotten. Mm-hmm. So seasoned, marinated with perfection.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
You have the experience and the knowledge.
Okay.
Just let us talk. Give us a chance. You don't know what I got in my pocketbook.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm a seasoned citizen, so I still carry a pocketbook.
Okay. With a little peppermint and a little handkerchief in it.
Keep them quiet
in church on Sunday morning.
That's right. That's that clinic so they know when they go crying because you teach them how they acting ugly. I'm old school.
I miss that so much. I miss the ways of the old when somebody young would sit down at the feet of an elder and just sit there and listen. Wasn't the TV wasn't on, you wasn't on your cell phone, you just listened.
What they act upon, what they've been taught,
ooh,
what they heard. Baby, that's the element that's out of this world.
Ooh.
It's like, wow, I just gave birth and didn't have to lay down.
Think about it.
I just gave birth and didn't have to lay down.
Ooh.
And I've got some of those in my closet. I've got some of those, you know, where I've just given and given and where I didn't see people accepting it or taking it. Now I just, I go in grocery stores and there's the little women in the little carts. They look at me like, what you doing with carts? I'm 71. Why can't I ride in a cart?
But
I
what?
Just don't think like walking. I can walk, though, but I just don't feel like it.
Oh, my goodness.
You're 45, and ain't nothing wrong with you. Girl, get up off the car, get the old school, baby. We got to go back to old school. We got to show them we love them. Acting out, and that's for everything.
Wait a minute. Let's go back here for a minute, because you just breathed right on over that back. Back that up. Did you say
you know how I do it?
Did you say 71?
I'll tell you what. June 29th, 1950.
That would make you right about 71. Yeah.
Praise God.
Kudos, my sister, because you know that black don't crack. Because if you had told me you were 71, I'd have called you a liar. And I know you're not a liar.
You know,
we never discuss age. So that's why I'm so shocked. Whatever you're doing.
It's my spirit and what we related to.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
So whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
And, I'm trying.
And
I'm fighting the elements. Every day I get up and say, Lord, help me this day.
Thank you.
Show me your way, not my way. Let me find someone that might have gone astray. Let me help them today.
Okay.
And before I get up out of my house, I'd have helped two or three people on the phone.
And they ain't even got out the bed yet.
That's
what I'm talking about. That's why.
This is our Bible here. Let's see if you can.
Sisters of the Hood, hold it up a little bit. Oh, okay, yes.
Okay,
oh,
this was
okay.
Designed by my Easter Seal workers.
Oh, okay.
I have a virtual office that has 5 Easter Seal workers. Now, these are seniors that can work at home, that's utilizing their resources to create this book.
Oh.
So this soon we'll have an online person that they can call and discuss what their issues are and actually get some help, not just that 1-800 number.
Okay.
You know how they give you the 1-800
number? Yes, yes.
Up to the season, we don't have the patience to wait for sometimes we just might forget what we were doing.
Yes. We had a little, you know, had a little brain fart, that's all.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. So what we're trying to do is create a momentum that the seasoned citizens can look at what they could be doing.
I love that, seasoned citizens. Jody says, yes, I think
listen,
you're
we
right.
We got t-shirts, we got stickers, we got, oh, girl, we got it going on.
You
we trying to. And what we're doing is implementing safety for our citizens.
Safety okay. is well needed because there's so much out here to take us off our square and abuse us. Jody Toussaint says, yes, I think you're right. I think that working in community with others is the key to rising up. You're absolutely right on point, Jody. Because if we don't come together and do it as a community, they, others will do it for us, and that's not what we want.
That's not what we want.
No.
So
that's not what
we're
doing. If you'd like to join the conversation this morning and have some questions for Linda or myself, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and you can join the conversation. Oh, we do have some calls here. 773-977. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from, and what's your comment?
Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago, Illinois, in the South Shore
Hi,
area.
Lois.
Good morning to all this morning. You know, it's such a blessing being alive, and I'm really thankful to God. And I'm just
Amen.
Listening to everyone talking this morning, especially those of us who are over 70. I'm 72, and congratulations to the lady. I'm just
Come
that she's 71.
Hey.
All
you
right,
know,
Queen.
You know,
congratulations, Queen.
When God gives you what he promises you, you know, he promised us 70. So once we get that 70, we should be exceedingly happy about life and whatever God has given us to work with, that's what we're supposed to do until we leave this planet. And I feel that a lot of our senior citizens are mistreated, not taken care of. Some of them carry a very bad odor, an odor whereby they really haven't been cleaned, or maybe when they were younger, they weren't taught properly how to clean, keep their body clean. And then even in the nursing homes, we have our people there with the odor on them. And if you bathe every day, you shouldn't have an odor. So no matter how old we get, as long as we can keep our bodies clean, we can feed ourselves, take ourselves to the toilet and back, and, you know, clean our own stools, whatever, then we shouldn't be placed in a nursing home. But my question to everyone today, if you knew of a senior citizen or even a person who wasn't a senior citizen who was carrying a very, very bad body odor, would you take that person on the side and talk to them, or would you try to help them some kind of way?
That's the question for our viewers and listeners today. You saw a senior citizen, and you smelled them before you saw them. Would you laugh, or would you go to help them? Would you have a conversation with them and ask them how could you help them because they smell like they are in need of some care? Would you do that? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. I thank you for that question, Lois, and I think that we are in agreement that that is something that we would do. Because that is how we were raised. We weren't raised to tell people that they have a body odor, but we were raised to respect the elders. And if we notice that they have a problem, 9 times out of 10, if we're a youth, we're not going to say anything to them, but we might say something to mama. You know, mama or daddy or grandmama or, you know, auntie has a body odor or big mama got a body odor. That I think that's something that we my family would do. What do you think, Linda? I mean, yeah, Linda.
Well, you know, I experienced that. There was a lady that I met at one of the coalition meetings. She's an older lady.
Mm.
And she called me, and, you know, she had her grandchildren. And I did her a little lavender essence salt. I put a little container with some baking soda in it, and I put some shampoo in it. And some hair conditioner. And I told her, I said, I want you to pamper yourself. The next time I saw her, she didn't have that motor. So it depends on how we
possess.
Yeah. It depends on how we possess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the way you can reach a seasoned citizen without insulting.
Well, I know.
It might cost a few dollars, but one thing I know for sure, when that hand is open and you're pushing it through, God's going to push the boat in there.
All right, now.
And I tell everyone, I believe I will receive. And as long as I continue to do what God has me to do, my mission is going to be simple. Right now, we're working with a group that's going to start going into the senior facilities. And the people that are there that don't have families, they're going to target them and take them socks and deodorant. We got these toothbrushes that work with the battery in it or whatever they call it. I call it the remote control.
Uh-huh.
Take some of that, the lavender, essence oil to help with them soaking their feet.
Mm.
You know, most of them don't get that.
Oh.
Showers, I don't know if they get that, but if they do, they can always ask their nurse, could you put this in my water? Or you can ask someone, when you give her a shower, would you put this in her, and when you give her a bath, would you put this in her water?
Okay.
That shows two things there. That person now has someone that's concerned about it. So, if they weren't treated right, they will be. Because they don't know who you are or what you can get. You understand?
Right.
And the second thing is, you might be adding a couple of ounces of light to that individual's life.
Mm. I never thought of that. I never thought about it that way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Well,
and
I had an incident where a lady who was a former school teacher got in my car, and we were all on a political thing together. So, you know, you want to give everybody a ride if you can, if you're going that way. Anyway, this lady had such a horrible, horrible odor on her. I started not to let her get in the car, but I did. Anyway, when we got to her destination, she got out, and whatever was coming out of her was all on my seat when she got out. I had the hardest time getting that odor out of my car, I'm telling you. So the next time I saw her, I just came out and said, I think you need to go take a bath and clean your whole body. There's something wrong. And I just told her what she'd done in my car. And so everyone said I was wrong in doing that. But I just felt that someone had to tell her, and maybe God chose me to be the one, because she'd been going around a lot of politicians with that same odor, and whatever was coming out of her had to have been in the chairs where we sat, you know, in the different affairs. So I don't feel that I was wrong, because I feel that if no one told her, she'd never know.
Yes, she wouldn't have known. And, you know, even if it did sound harsh, sometimes things need to be said, Lord Hart.
I don't know.
You know, however you
if
do it, whatever.
For her benefit, if it was for her benefit, and then if you toppled it off with a little cream to go on the top of it, I'm just telling you because I don't want anyone else to embarrass you.
Mm.
If I add that, you're showing that I'm not trying to be harsh, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you because I don't want anyone else to embarrass you.
That's another way of looking at it, yeah.
You know, and there was nothing wrong with telling her. I mean, if nobody tells her this, she doesn't know.
Right.
She's my friend, but that's all her life. She didn't know.
Right.
So by her telling her, by her letting her know, that was the door opener. But just to, you know, seniors, I mean, I'm sorry for saying that, seasoned citizens are temperamental.
Hmm.
I mean, some of them are. Me and Zelda, we hard enough. You say what you gotta say. Hey, I'm gonna accept it because I know, you wouldn't have came to me like that if it wasn't necessary.
Right.
You know me. Okay, right, you know right. I'm old school.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, I can bounce back or I can accept it.
Right. And
but a lot of tasks.
And speaking of body odor, let me just share something with you. I said maybe a couple of years before I got retired from radio, secular radio anyway. This is my favorite talk radio. I've always loved to talk. Back in the day at Gospel Radio 1390, I was having an experience where I could not use deodorant because I had a boil under my arm. I know where it comes from now, but I didn't know at the point. But I just knew I couldn't wear deodorant because the deodorant would break me out and it would make boils. I was using deodorant just like everybody else that has aluminum in it. And after, I think I had like about a week, I had worn deodorant. And one day my boss, Sandra Robinson, whose husband just passed, Effie Ross, just sent me a text saying that her husband, Bishop Cunning, I think his name is, was killed in a motorcycle accident. So his funeral, I think, is this Friday at House of Hope. No, Thursday at House of Hope. I'll share the information later. I digress. But anyway, Sandra was my boss. And she walked in. She said, Zelda, when you get off the air, can you come into my office? I was like, oh, okay. Went to her office, and she said, sit down, girl. How you doing? You know, we did a little chit-chat. And she said, you know, Zelda, some of the your workers have come to me and told me you got a body odor. I'm like, what? Me? Body odor? I got a body odor? I said, okay. I said, well, let me explain it to you. I have a boil under my arm, so I just don't wear deodorant. I'm trying to heal and let it go. She's like, well, baby, in the meantime, while it's healing, you need to find something because you stink, okay? And my feelings wasn't hurt because we talk like that. That's just how we talk. And I said, okay, well, I'll find something. So I called my sister, and she told me what to do, and I ain't had that problem since because I use natural. I make my own deodorant, actually. I have chlorophyll, baking soda, and olive oil. Not olive oil, coconut oil. And I mix it up with like a little paste, and I put it on my arms, and I'm fine. But somebody did have to call me in the office and tell me I had body odor. And I didn't, my feelings wasn't hurt. I didn't care because this boil was giving me the blues. So anything I could do to get, if I got to smell bad, I'm sorry. I just smell bad. I was in the studio by myself most of the time. That's what I loved about working in radio, and that's what I love about it now. It's like I'm at home by myself. Not well, nobody's here right now. Don't mean they're asleep or watch the TV or something. So the fact that somebody has to tell you something, it's not a bad thing because I feel bad for my coworkers who didn't have the courage to tell me I was funky. But that's life. So, and it's 8:01. I hope you're enjoying the show. You want to join the conversation with my CEO and founder of Sisters of the Hood, that would be Linda Barker. And
could I please correct this for you guys? It's Sistah. You know, back in the day, you got a big Sistah.
Yes.
S-I-S-T-A-S. Not the H. That's it.
Oh, let me get rid of the H. S-I-S-T-A.
Yes.
No H.
Okay.
Okay, that's my bad. I got to stop. Do I have it right now? Is that right? Okay, good. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness
on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Back here with my sister friend, Sisters of the Hood, Linda Barker, CEO and founder of an organization that is designed to help the community, but specifically seasoned citizens. And my sister has a wealth of resources and information that is available for our community, because I hate to say it, but in this country, in America, we seasoned citizens are regarded as almost like trash. You know, it's like kick them to the curb. They're old now. Get rid of them. In countries like Africa, on the continent of Africa, you are revered. You are revered. You are like a king and a queen because you hold the wisdom of the ages. And in China, in Asian countries, seniors are represented and represent and loved. Naima Latif says, Linda Barker, I want to look as beautiful as you at 71. Hey!
Come on, ride with me, baby. You gotta ride with me. You gotta take me bumpy with me.
Ah. I love that. And Jody says, yes, I think you are right. I think that working in the community with others is the key to rising up. You're always right, because we got to do it together. We cannot do it alone.
There's an organization called NAFI, National Alliance for the Formerly Incarcerated.
Oh.
This is a group that's ran by a Wellness Services Produce for Reentering Citizens. And what I like about their on the end of the meeting, because everyone stands in a circle, and it's your hand and my hand, together we can make a difference. That's their macho. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So if we could just apply that every day, with Jeff Tony, I'm looking for a caterer. Is he still catering?
Tony, you still cooking, baby? It's Linda, sisters of the hood. Stay on vacation.
Oh, okay. That's how far we go back.
Okay. Back in the day, we cooking
back
for the he's cooking for a TV crew, girl. He could never cook enough. The crew come ask us, when y'all having another show? Because they want some of his cooking.
Some of his cooking. That was it. I come all the way to the house side.
Okay.
I'm
so you think I got these hips from? It ain't from eating McDonald's. I'm sorry, I digress. You were saying, Linda.
but it's so, you know, it's so enlightening when you can go into a program and you can see the success within the room.
Yes.
But you just have to pull the success to the side. Bring it out. What is your passion? What is it you want to do? And I meet him and greet him and tell him, don't get this blonde hair moved. Don't let it move. And you're right. They do recognize the elders. That's why I address my seasoned citizens as kings and queens. Highest rank you can get.
I love it. I love it.
I can't put you up there as a god or a goddess, but I can put you as king or queen.
I know that's right.
Okay. So this is something that I'm just trying to put it out here to make it happen, to let these seasoned citizens know you're not forgotten. But you got to get up. You got to take the initiative. You got to say, well, I know how to crochet. I'm going to see if I can get with one of these organizations and teach these young ladies how to crochet.
Mm.
I know how to cook. I'm going to see if I can teach that brother to cook.
Right.
These are that we have to do.
Because you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at the amount of people who can't cook. And Tony,
no, you don't have to.
Yeah, because he likes to cook. So I just let, yeah, I watch the dishes. I have discovered the work that I do in the kitchen is worthy because I am referred to as the sous chef. I didn't know I was a sous chef. I just always call myself a dishwasher. You make all the mess and I wash all the dishes. But no,
okay.
Somebody got to cut up the celery and the bell pepper and the onions and the lettuce and the cucumber and the ginger and the turmeric. So, and that takes time, effort, and energy. So I'm the sous chef. Y'all just need to know that. I may not throw down. And he wrong for that coming there warming up some spaghetti this morning, smelling all good, and I ain't had breakfast, Rick. You know you wrong for that, right? The spaghetti just running right across my nose. I love spaghetti. Excuse me. I love spaghetti. I can eat spaghetti and greens for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. And I have done it. I'm sorry. I digress. Anyway, we're talking about resources for seasoned citizens.
You know, right now, we're working on a project that we're trying to create employment amongst our seasoned citizens, the CEO.
Okay.
And we've come in contact with a company promoting air filtration. So we're promoting this to help our seniors with getting out and becoming a part because it gives them the security.
Mm.
Quick
question. Do I have this right? The National Alliance? Oh, I got that wrong. I got formerly. I know that's wrong. National Alliance. National. Oh, that is right. National Alliance, the Formerly Incarcerated. Do I have that right? NAFI?
Yes.
National Alliance of Formerly Incarcerated. And people can go there who have been incarcerated and they need resources, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they need resources. Yes. So, and we're still working with individuals inside the prison as well as when they come home, we try to work with them and their families to get them acclimated to becoming a team, because once that person comes home, they have so much to deal with.
Yes.
That when the family don't know how to deal
said that, I just need to interject this, is because they come home, family is there, they're glad to be around family, but they still feel, some of them I've spoken to, they still feel isolated. And that's a very important word that you use, team. They need to feel part of something where they are required to do something or to be someone they may have not been or done before. So that's crucial. So kudos on that.
You know, and we created the NEMAP so that while they're incarcerated, they create their design of what they want to do.
NEMAP. Okay.
That NEMAP tells you what you want to do, why you want to do it, when you want to have it done.
Oh, wow.
Now, the most important thing I let the inmates that I correspond with know is the first three things should be my identification, my voter's registration, and my income. These are the things that we need to look at as returning citizens.
Mm.
They're convinced that they're going to follow whatever they're taught in prison, but when they get out here, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different.
Mm.
You know, there aren't any jobs that's going to really generate a salary when you just come home.
Mm-hmm.
That people with college degrees look for.
Okay.
You know, and it's hard, and I've gone against, well, I've battled with some companies. I applied for a job at 71, and I had a former inmate apply for the same job at 45. I got the job.
What?
It was my experience, my compensation.
Wow.
Okay? But when I explained to the HR person what I had did, this is, why would you do that? I said, because I have to be encouraging to my people. These are my people. That's my cousin and my niece and my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
All become family when we, I get so ecstatic about this because they're supposed to be given a second chance. Where is it? Where's the second chance?
Mm-hmm.
I got a family at home that I've just come back to. It's gone for 10 years. Might be my husband with the kids, might be my wife with the kids, but still, that's my family.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to come in showing that I've changed. You know that song, I'm a changed
man? I know I've been changed. Man.
So now they're trying to work into that. But look at all these barriers they have in front of them. So you know what we do? We recruit them hard jobs to get them hard there with a sense of responsibility. I've had so many of my returning citizens at my property where I live to show them my truck. I pay them.
Mm.
Out my garage, mow my lawn. You know, and I live in the community where they have the people that come out to be
lawnmowing
and all of this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't stop them. It's not that I don't like them, but I have a purpose, and that purpose is to bring forth life back into that individual that's coming home.
Praise God.
So we just have to look at the things we can do. If you can't mop your floor, put some trust in a person to let them come and help.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so passionate about my re-entering family members.
Because if we don't do it, nobody else will. And then they just out there and they just lost.
They're so stuck because they don't know what to do.
Right.
They don't know that if they sit down with that person and just tell them, well, I know things are not going like we thought they would, but we're not going to give up. Encourage, you see them completing the mandates that the state has required for them. I get in there when I ask them when they first come home, have you completed your mandate? Let's get these monkeys off your back. Let's send in your information early because we're going to come back to them and ask them for a certificate of perfect parole.
Mm.
Surprising what that can do in your your portfolio. There's a lot of things we don't know. We just don't know. And we're afraid to accept what's available. You know, we got to come up out of this funk.
Yeah. And
walk
there's, who was that, Dr. John? There's fever in the funk house. I know they don't know what we're talking about, girl, because it's real old school. They don't know nothing about no John, Dr. John, none of that. So I come back to Earth, girl. Come back. Linda took me back. I'm trying to.
That's the purpose of being seasoned. I got to let you know. You know, you need to know these things.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do.
Because then nobody else is going to tell you.
No. I have a new thing that we're doing called Grandma's Cures.
Oh.
And I'm working on this little booklet on different things that Grandma would have told you.
Okay.
Or Grandma would have told you. You know, like, Grandma tell you when you got indigestion, of course you got to watch what you eat.
Right, right.
But Grandma tell you, take warm shut-up or warm ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
But if you took it to baking soda first with that warm ginger ale, would help you much better.
And what's that called?
Grandma's Cures.
Grandma's
Cures. I don't know the name, that just go by what Grandma says.
Because this your grandma did a pinch of this baby and a pinch of that. And we don't, grandma, excuse me, grannies I knew, it wasn't no teaspoon, a half a teaspoon, none of that. It's a pinch of this and a toss of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
that's how we did. All the recipes that they sold from Mud Deer, Aunt Jemima. Come on now.
Everybody cooking green.
Right. But everybody can cook green. Everybody can cook green. Let me tell you.
But they're cooking them.
They're cooking them. Because my first batch of greens, Tony laughed at me. He said, you know what, you need to go throw that shit in the garbage. I'm sorry.
I'm going to share this. I had got my first apartment. I thought I was getting on a hunt. I had invited my family over. You know, like, I am the product of 10 children, but my mother and father only have one. That's me. So
okay.
I'm special. Okay. So that means I got two sides to invite for dinner. I did my guy, he cooked his coon. I never looked at the coon. Okay?
Oh.
I didn't know the head was still in there in the pot. The coon. The head was still in the pot with a sweet potato in it. That's not the killer. My father said, I want some chicken. Okay, Dad, we'll get some chicken. Them things at my house, But this is the bad part. I threw the chitlins away and cooked the garbage. Just like this. They laughed at me. I said, what do you expect? I'm West Side. I was born in the Cook County Hospital on Washington Boulevard. How do I know how to cook? You know what I'm saying? So somebody has to teach us. Just like we had to be taught, somebody has to teach them.
Oh,
they buy these frozen, clean chicken. I dare you to install them and try to.
Girl, you know, it just makes sense to me that anything that smells as foul as chitlin does, it's just like you taking a bowel movement and going in and trying to go through the feces and check. What sense does that make? We ain't not on the farm anymore.
Farm. You know,
we ain't on the farm. We don't have to eat garbage anymore. We can eat real food because chitlins is waste. Frying them now? Fried chitlins. Are you serious? Lord, how mercy. Oh, it's, excuse me. Oh, it's chitterlings now.
Chitterlings.
It's not chitlins anymore. It's chitterlings.
Our parents called them chitlins.
Chitlins, yes, ma'am.
Chitlins.
Yes, ma'am. You are absolutely right. I don't know where they get that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, all I can say is you live and you learn. Real simple. You live and you learn. Lord have mercy. Woo! Fried
Excuse me, waiter. Can I add to my order? I've had some of those fried chitterlings, please.
That just makes me.
You know, they eat chocolate roaches.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I know in other
people have tried chocolate.
Well, you know, they say there's protein in the roaches now because they're insects, and a lot of so-called third world countries, I've seen them where they do eat chocolate that just ants and bugs without the chocolate on it because it's protein. It's like, okay, well, I'm just going to find another way to get me some protein because I ain't even going to do that one. I can't do that.
But all of that is to know that it's in our yesterday that we can accomplish today. Why? What we gathered yesterday to today, that's where it comes from.
And we have got to get our children to the point where they sit at the feet of the elders and listen, because it is there where they will learn some things that they have no idea of what to expect. They will learn something from the seasoned citizens. Because it is the seasoned citizens who got all the knowledge. They have it. And it's our responsibility to help them help themselves. And we can help ourselves as well. If you just joined the conversation, it's 825-515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. If you're, watching online, be sure... check out onaireverywhere.com. It is our daily news channel of positive news, because when you turn on the TV, that's all you're going to hear, something negative. So if you want to be in control of what goes in here and helps you operate from the heart, then you need to know that you need to tune out to all of that and tune in to the spirit within. I never understood until I got grown why there was never any noise in the house when I was with my grandmother. And you do not realize that in that quiet time, in that quiet space, is where you will hear answers to questions that you have. Somebody got upset with me once upon a time because I told them I didn't want them riding in the car with me because they were too noisy. Yeah, what's wrong with too noisy? You talk too much. How about that? This is my quiet time. Don't take it personal, but this is my quiet time. And I let nothing and no one interrupt my quiet time because that's just who I am. And I hope whatever you do, that you will take time to find some time in the course of the day, of your life, and spend some quiet time, just like we did in Monday morning mindfulness meditation. It is imperative that you do that. Seniors already know this. Seasoned citizens already know that. The more time that you spend alone with self, the answers will come. All you have to do is be quiet and just listen and breathe. Just do some breathing. That's all you got to do is just breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Because all the answers are right there. But you got to get quiet long enough to hear them. Because one day, hopefully, you'll be a seasoned citizen, too. Because you can't stay young. You can't stay young forever. Go ahead, Linda.
I like to put my website out there. It's www.sistersofthehood.com.
And I am posting that as we speak. There it is. Sistersofthehood.com, correct?
And when they go there, what will they see?
Find that we acknowledge our seasoned citizens. We have information on it about the different programs that we're linked with and connected to. And we're working on a project called Her Stories Untold. This is a project that when I developed Sisters of the Hood, the founder of National Black Her Story, which is deceased now, Mozella Galloway, she took it to Atlanta, Georgia, and archived it at Emory University. This is where they acknowledge the different women and their stories untold. We had women from China, Africa. I mean, it's just, it was so illuminating to be able to find out that even the things that we're going through in our country, someone else is going through, and another woman is going through in another country. And we were able to compare notes. And we even had guests there to come in to speak upon the different cultures and different things. Her project, I refuse to let it totally die. So I created Her Stories Untold, where if you decide you want to put your mother on, it's for 90 days. It's a page set up that shows the picture and what you have to say about that individual. And it's posted in our archive.
Oh, wow.
That person received a certificate. That certificate, that stem note, that they were acknowledged by Sisters of the Hood as one of the outstanding stories untold. And there, it pushes and it lets the younger people know, appreciate the help, how to appreciate what's going on in our community.
Are you seeing my... I'm putting it up there for the viewers to see, Sisters of the Hood and the mission statement, so you can see that, take a look at that, and read around that while we take our last commercial break here on the Female Solution. So you stay close, and we'll be right back.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And we are back on the Female Solution with our sister of the hood, Linda Barker, CEO. And as you can see right there, that is the mission statement of the Sisters of the Hood, to provide a holistic approach to self-sufficiency to individuals in our underserved communities by utilizing available resources and networking with others to meet the needs of our programs and participants. And as you can see, there she is in the hood, Linda Barker, doing what she do out of the back of her car, just giving away. That's what she do. And then you see the board of directors and just a whole lot of other information, but I just had to share that with our viewing and listening audience. Sistas, S-I-S-T-A-S, of the hood.com. So you be sure and go and check that out. And I promise you, you'll be glad you did. And we are back with my sister of the hood right here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. I want to thank you, Linda, for coming on and sharing. We got another 20 minutes or so of sharing information for the community that not only seasoned citizens can benefit, but that the community as well can benefit from, because young people need to know too, because the young people have grannies and uncles and aunts and things that, I should say not things and people, of who are seasoned and need information. And what's good for the seasoned citizens is good for the whole family. Let's go to the phone lines. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. 312-636. You're live on the air. Red Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Let's go to the phone lines. 312-635-9325.
Hello. Hello. Grand Rising, 312-636. Hi, who's this? Your mic is open. You have a question for Linda? Okay, maybe you'll hang up and call back. I don't know what's going on with that call. But Linda, what are a few of the things that the community can do to help Sisters of the Hood continue their journey in helping others?
Be engaged.
Mm.
I tell everybody, review and let your heart guide.
All right.
I need you to target how many senior seasoned citizens that are homeless, that we can get them air beds or mat or overhead tents. But that might not be your passion. That might not be what you want to do. So,
but it is. It's funny you said that, because it is. That is my passion, helping the homeless.
Yes. And you'd be surprised at how many seniors are homeless.
I had no idea until I started this journey 2 years ago, February 19, 2019, when my little brother was killed. He was homeless, living down here in Kent City. And I did not know that there was so many. He was in his 50s. He was 55. I had no idea. So he brought that to light. So it's like that's his legacy. That's what he left, because he was known like the godfather of Tent City. And he got killed because somebody else wanted to be the godfather, I guess. But anyway, I was working on this, and I'm asking the alderman to get involved, and I ain't heard from him. We'll return now call. Willie Wilson shows up and starts donating money, and the camera crew show up, and guess who showed up? The alderman.
Of course.
And I bust them out right there on camera, too. I was like, you know you're wrong.
Well,
that's right.
You know.
Trick.
Now, that's not to condemn the alderman.
No,
and all
no,
that.
not at all.
But they're confused. They work for us. They work for us. I get so excited. Because they work for us. They're supposed. My problem is all of these vacant buildings. Why not put these people in these vacant buildings? Even if, I mean, you got to, you're tearing them down, building these senior buildings that half of the seniors can't afford it. You say they're low income.
Right.
But half of them can't afford it. So why not, you're creating homelessness. You know, do that process. You're making us homeless.
So they can send you to jail where they can get free labor.
Right. And charge. You know, yep. You know in prison that the number is the money.
15 cents an hour. 15 cents an hour.
And I share this. And I'm sure you remember this. Right now, I'm in prison. I'm still in prison. I'm doing a 90-year sentence. Remember?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. But now, Accountability Act has arisen. Now, here's my question. Against my son, you created a hardship for my life.
Yes.
Who's accountable for that?
Right.
I don't have any grandchildren by that son. Who's accountable? You see what I'm saying? We have to take responsibility. Be accountable. We have a lot of seasoned citizens are harboring hurt and dismay from family members that are wrongfully incarcerated, but they don't know what to do. They contact Timothy Evans, and they asked him, and he sends it over to his assistant, and his assistant suggests you get an attorney. Well, if that person could afford an attorney, wouldn't they have had it?
Why would they call you?
Hello? See, so now Sisters of the Hood has become seasoned, and we have put on our big girl panties. We're going after these wrongful actions against our family. And the fact that they're being held in a dangerous zone where if they roam, at least we could work with them.
Right.
I'm not ashamed to say it. I've done all I could for them.
Okay.
I've never turned my back on the law.
Okay.
In spite of what the law has done to me. I worked with gang intervention with Jay Hall Law School. I worked with the 15th District Subcommittee on domestic violence and seniors programming. I've done all I could do, so now I'm fixing to take a stand. And I'm encouraging others that are going through this on that side. That's one hat I wear.
Okay,
that's one hat I wear. The homeless, that's another hat. It's four of us. We sit in my basement and we put together a little care kit, a pair of socks, three masks, the foot covers, the hand sanitizer, toothbrush, toothpaste. We put all of this together in a little packet, in a little bag here. We say, we love you. Your sister of the hood, and we go in the community and we give them to those people under the bathroom. I saw families with children, little baby. I'm going back to see if she's still there. I'm gonna take her three cases of pamphlets because she paid for her baby. Why can't we put these people in houses, even if you're just gonna give them a room? Building these crack about senior
builders,
why not build one for them?
And it's because there's so much money flowing through the city. Billions, not millions, billions. They don't care. They don't care. And it's our responsibility as members of the community to remind them of the office that they hold that we put them in. So they have to answer to us.
Didn't I say they work for us?
Yes, ma'am.
We got to take ownership.
Yes, ma'am.
We have, and I hate to say this, but we have to treat the politicians like they are kids.
Okay.
So put on their head and rock it. What you got to do, get their attention.
Hold them accountable.
Hold them accountable. want to see change in your home. You want to see change, just change.
Right. If you want,
our kids killing each other, killing us. You know, I mean, there's something there that's not right.
Right.
And look like our politicians would create something that would help them put you in office.
Right.
What you gonna do?
Right. And we
can't. And most important, know what we need to do. We as seasoned citizens have to learn to step back and nurture the upcoming leaders. Give them what you have to make them go forward. And also give them encouragement to let them know that if they need you, you're there.
Right.
You might not have the money, but your knowledge is worth much more than a couple of dollars.
I'm so glad you said that. I am so glad you said that, because the society in which we live teaches us that the dollar is God. If you've got money, you've got a good God. And that is the furthest thing from the truth.
That's the furthest.
If you've
got
money,
I know I got this. I got
Grand Roger, thank you.
A whole lot of.
Thank you, Brother Kwame Sunhorse, who's watching us on Facebook. He says, we're looking good, Sisters of the Hood. Amen. Thank you, Brother Kwame Sunhorse. He is a caller from Georgia, and he is always sending me a wealth of information to share with us. So please go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Brother Kwame Sunhorse is an elder, and I respect the fact that the wisdom and the knowledge that he brings. He has this quote, I can't remember exactly, but it's something to the effect of, if you want something to get done, tell it to a woman, because if you tell it to a man, you're just giving him something to think about, or something crazy like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Never heard of it like that, but it makes sense to me. It is 8:46. We've got about 10 more minutes here. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you have a question for our CEO and founder of Sistad of the Hood, that's S-I-S-T-A-S, sistersofthehood.com. And I'm getting requests, I'm getting texts on my phone, but I ask you to send those texts to the Facebook, our Facebook page, facebook.com, HLN TV show, I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong, facebook.com/HLN TV show, Zelda, or facebook.com/Zelda Speaks. And on our YouTube page, too. When you go to YouTube and you see that logo, HLN, which is the YouTube.com/Higher Learning TV Show. And I'll put all of that. I'll create a little banner for you so that you can see it. And please, go, please, absolutely.
We have a program in LCR. We're working in linkage with them. We're developing a seniors outlet. That's what we call it now, seniors outlet.
Okay.
Because the citizens are creating a outlet through seniors programs, okay?
Okay.
So on Tuesday, this is our business day, we will be covering how to do your wheel, how to do your power of attorney, how to make sure all of the
work.
Wow. And the officials to come out to help us complete them, because all seasoned citizens don't have money to pay a
company. Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to be at 105 North Laramie from 10:30 to 2:30. Tuesdays are our business day.
Okay.
We're even going to show them how to pull our credit, make sure that there's nothing on our credit that's not ours, that our family would be stuck with paying for later.
Oh.
These are the kind of things we deal with. Then we have Friday and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
play checkers and chess. They do that. I'm trying to get us a bar chair, you know, because that kind of creates the atmosphere for the kids.
I love barber chairs. I always said I wanted one at home, and I saw one. I think it was online somewhere, and I was like, ooh, it was a little bit too expensive for me. I was like, okay, I'm about to pass on that one. But I'm always on the lookout for a barber chair. Because it reminds me of my mom. As a child, she was a beautician and a barber. And I said, one of these days, I'm going to get me a barber chair. Barber chair. Somebody going to walk in and say, girl, why you got a barber chair sitting up in the don't business now? I got this, okay?
Don't
go ahead. Let me do me.
Let me do me.
But that's powerful. Tuesday's business.
I do what
day.
I need to make it do what it needs to. But let
thank
me.
You. I love that. Tuesday is business day. I love that.
Right.
Because let me tell you.
Friday, look, we're going to be going to a farm where we're going to kayak riding. And this is one of our fundraisers for our program. And we're raising the funds so that we'll be able to purchase these for some seniors.
Let me see. Hold it up.
Let me put it up.
Okay.
It's a fresh air mobile air purifier. And this here is the necklace that comes too.
Really?
So this is $460.
Wow.
So we're working to raise funds so that we will be able to present these because most of these citizens' apartments are not 500 square feet.
Ooh, really?
This machine is, I'm going to show you one.
And some of them have a tendency to be dark and stuffy and keep the blinds drawn because they're whipped
right,
on.
And this purifies the air. This necklace you wear when you're out in the street.
Oh.
It's 3 feet around you, covers you to purify your air. Then we have the distance, which they can look this up. It's a natural disinfectant. I found that when I have like allergies or dust or something get in my nose, I spray some of this in my nose just to see. And it stopped me from sneezing. So these are the programs that our seasoned citizens are working on. And Fridays, like I was saying, at 105 North Laramie, this is where we'll be at. And we would love to have others join us.
I cannot do Tuesdays, but I can definitely do some Fridays. So you keep me posted on the Fridays. We'll talk after the show. Brother Kwame sent me a text. He sent me a text, and I got it all wrong. So I'm so grateful that he texted me. He says, educated woman. Thank you. Educated woman. When you educate a woman, you educate a nation. When you educate a man, you just give him something to think about. let's try to get a couple calls in before we go. What was that? I got to type that in. I am going to share that while we're taking this call. 312-636, you are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Carol. Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning. We can hear you. Where are you calling from, Carol?
Chicago.
All right. Welcome to
and
Monday
I wanna
morning.
Thank, having a little trouble with the phone, but I want to thank Sister Barker and say I'll be out on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
All right. Forward to you being there, love.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Carol. Carol sends me poetry from time to time, and Carol sent me a song from Liz Wright, and it's called Salt, and I'm going to play it as as we go off because I want you to listen to this. And Carol, I got to ask you the question, what made you send me that song?
I sent it to everyone in the group that I usually send stuff to. And Liz, right when I woke up yesterday morning, I heard that song and the rest of the album, and hey, it made my day.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for sharing it with me, because I definitely enjoyed it. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, it's only like 2 minutes long. I'm going to see if I can pull it up, because I was like, ooh, who is Liz Wright? Okay, I never heard of it, but it doesn't mean I can't hear her. So let's share that. And I am pulling it up as we speak. As we do that, Linda, give us your phone number for people who want to contact you.
773-858-4453.
One more time, 773-858-4453. That's 773-858-4453. You want to contact Linda at Sisters of the Hood, you can do that. But right now, I want you to hear this song, because it's a powerful song by a powerful sister. So check it out. I do not own the rights to this music. No, we do not. We don't own the rights. So we want you to enjoy this song. So you got a chance to do something special. That's Liz Wright, and the name of that song is Thought. And that was given to us by our caller, Carol, from Chicago. Thank you so much, Carol. Appreciate that. Yeah, because that's smooth. I like that. I like that, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you and all of our listeners and viewers and callers who are joining us this morning as we close out this show and prepare for the after show. Linda Barker, one more time, give that website and your phone number, and just ignore this ending. I've got to play the ending.
But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran.
Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
I am waiting on Naima Latif of the Female Solution to join us this morning because we have what's called the after show. And in the after show, we talk about a whole lot of different things, and my battery is about to go out, so let me plug it up right here. And bring on Naima as soon as, I don't know why, but I'm going to send it again. She didn't get it the first time. And there it is, Naima. I just sent it to you again. You know, with technical stuff, it's always something. But, you know, we're just used to it. It comes with the territory, especially on Monday morning. Monday morning mindfulness. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning with self-care with Jody Susan. And on Wednesday, Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, repairing family relationships. And on Thursday, our newest member of the family, Dr. Debbie, who is a death doula. You ever heard of a death doula? Neither have I. Well, she is so much more than that, but you be sure and tune in to check that out. And on Friday, health and wellness with Viata. Health and well-being with Viata. And on Saturday, Saturdays we're on from 12 noon Central Standard Time until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So the first Saturday is nonviolent communication with Jana, our London, England correspondent. On the second Saturday will be, why do I always forget the second Saturday? I want to say Love, Joy, and Powers, but it's not. So I'll just move to the third Saturday, which is Move Around with Deborah. You know, we have our own travel agency, Move Around with Deborah. And on the fourth Saturday, it's Weigh Us Down with Mama D. We have a senior citizen who, I think she's in her late 70s, early 80s. Mama D comes on the fourth Sunday. Mama D is mom.com, and that's all I got to say about that. So be sure and go back and check out all the shows. I want to thank you, Linda, Sisters of the Hood. I'm going to bring on Naima on this evening, and I'm going to let you go because I just want you two to meet. Linda, meet Naima Latif, executive producer.
Hey, darling, how are you? I'm just so honored to meet you. Yes, you're doing dynamic thing. Well, welcome to the Female Solution family. We certainly appreciate all the wisdom that you have shared. And I think that your presentation today reminds us that we have to plan for the lives of our seniors. A lot of times,
seasoned citizens.
Seasoned.
Oh.
have what they should have patient for. We have a lot of conditions that if a seasoned person isn't being made aware of it, they can lose their home. You have people who lose their home because maybe they get their taxes or something like that.
Naima, I don't know, your internet is just really, really shaky. We can only hear every other word. So I'm going to let you and Linda go, and I'm going to proceed, and I'll have you call back in. But I want to thank you.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, I'm going to use my phone. I'm going to get it because
yeah, because you sound horrible on here. So disconnect and come back in. Okay, and thank you, Linda. I'll see you Friday, my sister.
All right now, be safe.
All right now, thank you so much. Love you, girl.
Love you too.
All right, peace and blessings. And thank you all for. Okay, Naima, I guess that's you, but we got real feedback. Can you? I can hear you. Can you hear me, Naima? Naima, I do not hear you. I hear feedback, real bad feedback. And with technology, you know, that we can always expect that. Maybe open up another mic or something. I don't know which one you want to open, but that one has feedback in it. And my editor will know to get rid of this anyway. This is bad footage. Okay, maybe I'll try and open this microphone, Naima. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, there she is, right there. Duh.
Okay,
so
now
You're spotty, but at least I can see you. Yeah, it sounds really horrible. We'll just skip this session unless you got something you just gotta mention because it just sounds.
Well, I think that
you
said
she is. Yeah, she did say it all.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll look forward to tomorrow.
Self Cell Care with Judy Susan. Tune in 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be right back here and do it all over again. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and also for our Facebook. Thanks for subscribing and sharing this video while you're there today. So be sure and go to facebook.com/ HLN TV Show. Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, be sure and tune in tomorrow morning. We'll do it all over again. Oh, and mark the calendars for Saturday. It's round 8 of the Teen Talent Contest. Have your children, teens between the ages of 13 and 19, have them sign in to send us an email, hlntvshow@gmail.com. And they can send us a one-minute video clip of themselves singing or dancing or whatever their talent is. And they can also send in a 10 or 15 second video clip, but all the video clips must be via YouTube. And they can tell us their name, their hobbies, how old they are, where they go to school, you know, things like that. Just so we can know a little bit about their personality. And they can win prizes, they can win cash, and they get exposure for their talent. So that's mark your calendar every fourth Saturday in the month. This one is Saturday, August 18th from 12 noon until 1 p.m. It's only 1 hour. So get those audition tapes in virtual for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Send them in 1 minute video into HLNTVshow@gmail.com and be sure and subscribe while you're there. Subscribe right now for those of you who are still online with us. We appreciate that. Subscribe and share. HLNTVshow@gmail.com is where the teens will send their information. And last but not least, tell somebody you love them. Check on somebody because they may not be here tomorrow. People are dropping dead like flies. And it's just a transition, but we're so used to living in the physical realm, we forget about the spiritual realm because we've been listening to grandma. We have not taken the time to sit under a tree. Surround yourself by nature. Sit in the sun. I don't care if it's hot. Just sit there for at least 20, 30 minutes. I know I did. I baked yesterday, and I love it. Everybody was, oh, the sun is too hot. I was like, girl, you're going to be crying for this weather 3 months. So give thanks for it. Find yourself a tree and sit under it and line your back, your spine right here, the tip of your spine to the fifth lumbar back down there. Sit under a tree. These are your roots, and the roots of a tree connect. You haven't seen the story of trees? Do yourself a favor. All that information is on my blog, so that's why I keep putting that up there. You need to go to my blog because all the updates are there. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And last but not least, if you want to help the homeless, as Linda is of Sisters of the Hood, you can do that by going to our Instagram channel. And I need to tell her to put that on our Instagram channel too. HLN Homeless Project. Excuse me, HLN.homeless.project. And you'll see some items there that you can purchase. And that all the proceeds benefit the homeless. And it's tax deductible. So just know that your money is not going to buy anything other than that, because I am protecting my little brother, Douglas Robinson, protecting his legacy, the lessons that I've learned from him since he made his transition. It's not about the fact that I wanted him to live in a house. It was about what I'm to learn from living in nature. Speaking of nature, next month, it is the Kwame, where are you when I need you now? We're going to Nauvoo, Illinois on a spiritual retreat for youth. It's I think it's a week-long event, Monday through Thursday, I think it is. And I'll post that information on my blog because I just can't remember what it is right now, but it's in Nauvoo, Illinois. And you want to be there. If you have not had a, what is it called, Kwame, where we go sit in the tent, I can't think of it. Text it to me, Kwame. Or post it on the YouTube page or the Facebook page. We have a spiritual retreat every year. And my first one, I'd never been in I call it a smokeout, but it's not a smokeout. We sit in a tent with legs crossed. Sweat Lodge! Thank you, Naima. Sweat Lodge, yes. Sweat Lodge. Never had a Sweat Lodge. Something going to Vegas? Not. You think you're doing something going to Hawaii? Not. You think you're doing something going to Miami? None of those experiences, none of them, not a one, compare to the Sweat Lodge. And I'll post that on my YouTube page, on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.blogspot.com. There it is right there. So you just remember, that is where I need you to be. So you can stay up to date on all the information that you need to know. So until then, breaking news, go to ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and keep breathing. And I promise you, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Until then, make it a great day. Thanks a lot. Namaste. Okay. Shalom. In the words of Don Cornelius, love, peace, and the train. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. Okay, and the show is over. Bam. And so.